Support for this episode comes from my company, Sticky Quotes. Sticky Quotes is a line of inspirational, fun, and quirky quotes printed onto everyone's favorite office staple, the sticky note. Sticky Quotes is all about inspiring people when they least expect it but need it most. To learn more about my company, visit www.mystickyquotes.com and let me know which quote sticks with you.
Are you ready for your dose of motivation? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Motivation Movement, a community of people just like you who want to get up, get going, and crush it in their daily lives. Here's your host, Michael Russo.
We've all heard the saying, you are what you eat, right? So if you eat a bunch of donuts, you're going to be round and circular like a donut. There's a whole bunch of external factors that influence our mood, our attitude, our perspective on life. But one of the most important things that people often overlook, because you may feel stuck in the situation or you're just going through the motions and that's the way it is the people you hang around with. So the people you spend time with most are most of the time reflective of the type of person you are. So the type of people you interact with influence the conscious level you operate in and the subject matter you engage in. So you may be the smartest, most conscious person around, but if you're constantly surrounded by negative people who are constantly talking about drama and in fear, it will have an impact on who you eventually become and how you progress throughout your life. So if you're heavily rooted in yourself, there may be a limited downside to having negative friends. Maybe you can avoid the peer pressure and influence. But you're also getting a limited upside to this because you're spending time with people who are holding you back versus elevating you to be a better you. Now, I'm going to get into this deeper, but before we do, I want to share a classic Japanese proverb with you, and it goes something like this. When the character of a man is not clear to you, look at his friends. So, what is the type of person you want to be? Think about it more. Thoughts determine our feelings. Feelings determine our actions. Actions determine results. It's pretty a simple equation. So, if we begin to adopt a more positive thought pattern, habits, and tendencies of those around us, inevitably they'll deliver positive results. And it goes vice versa. If we adopt the negative thought patterns of our friends around us, the negative habits and negative tendencies, we're going to have negative results. And we're going to be reflective of these negative characteristics that you probably don't want. So what do you got to do? You got to analyze who are the people you spend the most time with. Usually, I would take your top five friends, and if you take the qualities from all of them, I'd be safe and confident in saying you're an average of those five person. So, do these people reflect the type of person you are or want to be? Take a look at your current relationships. Determine whether they're supportive and enriching and uplifting, or are they toxic and destructive and negative and not beneficial to you or the other person. So a clue here is to examine how you feel about yourself when around various people. Take note of, do you feel anxious and nervous, or do you feel like you could be doing more, or do you feel good and you feel uplifted and you feel like your friends inspire you to be better? That's what it should feel like. Now, finally, if you feel like you don't got any of these people in your life, think about who are role models or people you want to be like, and think about where can you find these people or people like them. Maybe it's a celebrity. Maybe you want to be the next Mark Cuban and you love his work ethic and business attitude and you want to be a millionaire. Well, surround yourself with millionaires and do what they do and you'll have what they have. If you want to be a famous rap artist or pop singer, I would suggest going to music events where people are musically inclined and hang out with them and ask some questions and make friends with them. And, you know, it's the law of attraction. I read The Secret when I was 9 years old and I've never looked back. Good vibes attract good vibes. Negative vibes attract negative vibes. The same goes with the people in your life. You have to be conscious of who they are and how they're making you feel. Now, that's all for this episode of the Motivation Movement. I want to know, what does this quote mean to you? Have you ever found yourself having to end a friendship or business relationship? How'd you deal with it? I really want to know. So use hashtag the Motivation Movement on Twitter and Instagram to share your experience. And please take a minute or two to subscribe to the show, leave a rating and review, because I'd love to hear what you thought about today's discussion and the show in general. And be sure to tune in tomorrow for another episode of the Motivation Movement to get your daily dose of inspiration.
To learn more about the Motivation Movement, head on over to themotivationmovement.net. There you'll find more episodes, amazing content, and of course, an opportunity to join the movement yourself. But before you go, be sure to hit subscribe and we'll talk to you in the next episode.